Hey, howdy, happy day. I can help the Trumpster, you know, with regards to Greenland. My people found Greenland, the Vikings. So I consent, the U.S. can have it. There, we got that one out of the way. Canada, I'm a Canadian also, as well as American and Greenlanderish, whatever I am. So Canada, write an offer, Trump. Come on, write it. Don't put any conditions in it. Give us a non-refundable deposit with money, that would be American money, not dollarettes, and I think it'll be well received. A lot of people are saying, hey, I think it's time, so write it up. 15,000 doctors in America, 15,000, that sounds like a huge number. 15,000 are saying, Trump, we don't like this Kennedy guy. You know, he's a conspiracy person and he's all kinds of bad things, and you've appointed him to be in charge of, you know, health, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and we're against that. You got to put that in perspective, though. I looked it up. There's 1,044,734 doctors in America. You know what? That's a little bit more than 1% of all doctors, the 15,000, that have actually signed this petition. 1%. So that's 99% of doctors who have not signed it. So maybe you shouldn't get so much press on CNN and the Huffington Post and all these other left-wing places, kind of where the lunatics hang out. Keeping talking still about health. Here's some life info for you. Three items. Death is the number one killer in the world. Okay? Life is sexually transmitted. And good health is merely the slowest possible rate of which one can die. who knew? Speaking of health, I still have a cold. Hopefully you still have your mask on when you're watching me. I don't want to make you sick. Americans and Canadians are like family. This is coming from Premier Ford. He says, hey guys, we're like family. Don't charge us 25% tariffs and treat us nice. Okay, I mean, really? I'd kind of hate to be part of your family, because over the years, all you guys have done, Canadians, and I was there when it was going on, it's a bloody embarrassment as you talk bad about America. You do. And you talk, particularly, you talk bad about Trump. And now we're friends. I mean, yes, I guess, right? That's how it works. It's just bad. I mean, way back in the 70s, the first Trudeau, he was in charge, and he said, you know what? I'm going to let all the draft dodgers come in America, you can't have them back. We're going to change over to the metric system so we can no longer communicate with you properly, and we're going to bring in French. And at that time, it was in excess of 90% more than of all of the exports went to America. And they said, that's how we're going to treat our friends. And by the way, we want to bore your lawnmower, but if we give it back to you, you probably have to come and get it. We're going to use all your gas. And I don't know. There's a lot of that. And I find it embarrassing that people like Ford now stand up and say, you know, we're like family. I don't think I'd want to be part of that family. I mean, come on, you got to treat people better. All the stuff that Trump has had against him in Canada, it's really been something. And from politicians like Ford and press too, of course. And now they're saying, let's be best buddies. Wow. Trudeau. He said this about Trump's proposal to buy Canada, the 51st state. He says, there isn't a snowball's chance in hell that Canada would become part of the United States. He posted that on X, and Musk's, he responded to that, and I think it's kind of cute. Here's what Musk said, talking to Trudeau. Girl, you're not the governor of Canada anymore, so it doesn't matter what you say. That's cute. Girl, I mean, certainly, I could expand on that. I mean, Canada's been led by this. I mean, this guy, all he does is go to homosexual parades, hundreds of them over the years. It's like he doesn't have anything else to do. And he gives Canadians money to gender things in other countries, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, he goes and says, here, you guys, you look straight. That's not nice. There's like 70 or 80 genders. Here's a whole bunch of money from the taxpayers in Canada. So get with it. You know, learn how to be a transgender and so on. That is nuts. Now, he has said that he's quitting. We'll see about that. But the party seems to think that's going to happen. They're pushing forward now with the leadership convention on the 9th of March, which isn't that far away. And they're saying, hey, y'all want to be prime minister? Because you have to, we're voting for you to be the leader, and by virtue of that, you become the prime minister until there's an election in Canada. So who will run? Here's the rub: $350,000. That's the fee to run to be the candidate for this thing. Really? I mean, what about the little guy that doesn't have that? And what about the big guys that do have it? Where do they get it? $350,000. Now again, those dollarettes is not American money, because the Canadian dollar is falling because of the leadership that it hasn't had. But in any event, That doesn't seem fair to me. And another thing that isn't fair is 14-year-olds. 14-year-olds can vote in Canada for the Liberal Party leader. 14-year-old people, bah! And you don't have to be a Canadian citizen. You can just kind of be anybody. Be 14, be 15, be 45. Doesn't matter. You don't have to live. It's wild. So you could have people that live in other countries, students, effectively creating the position or having that position created of a new blah, 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 blah. It's the cold thing. I'm getting it. I'm thinking. I shouldn't think. I should just talk. Hey, but it's a bad thing. You get it? They're in left field. I mean, they ain't right. And Canada needs an election sooner than later. And apparently it's slated for October, but hopefully it'll be sooner than that. And you get rid of all these left-wing wackos, lunatics. See ya. Not you, them.